So I don't know if you can hear. I am checking in, or just finished checking in for Baltimore City MLK parade. I don't know if you can hear MLK's speech in the back. There's buses out here, school buses, city buses. The mayor didn't cancel the parade today because I don't know. Anyway, so this is Bay Baltimore recording from one of the coldest days of the year, the MLK parade, right before we get going. Bay here. I am jumping in to give some context to my recordings because I literally had planned to record from as much of the parade as I could, from pre-parade, the lineup, all the way down through step off. But that plan pretty well fell apart instantly. You will hear in this recording that it is very windy. I think the wind chill was 21. And then you add to that the fact that it was like 12 or 13 degrees and you have sub-zero conditions and very cold people. So you're going to hear my group, and I'll explain who my group is. You will hear members in my group complain, including me, about the cold and the wind. You will also hear us having fun. And what I like about my group is that it's a huge range of different ages. So you have all the way up to, you know, younger boomers, baby boomers. So think like middle 60s, all the way down to this newest generation. So not the millennial, not our generation, my generation, the millennial generation. But folks who are about to graduate college, or maybe in college right now, whatever that generation is called, the Y. Anyhow, them. So you've got some youngins, some young little whippersnappers. And so you hear us having fun in the way that we have fun. And so to that point, in the parade, usually we're not too far from the band. And you'll hear a band in front of us, some school band that I can't remember. Anyhow, they're like two or three groups ahead of us. And so you'll hear that in the beginning. And then they'll fade off. They're fading off, not because they're just so far away from us, but largely because there's a big gap between the three groups that are in front of us. And the group that's immediately in front of us is the Enoch Pratt Free Library Bookmobile, Book Buggy, as they call it. And anyway, so this big old UPS looking truck looking thing that's a book buggy is in front of us. And so naturally, you cannot put a book buggy in front of some young whippersnappers and expect at least one of them not to jump on there. That somebody gonna jump on it. It's like putting candy in front of a baby. Baby's gonna snatch after it. So of course you hear that at some point somebody, one of the young whippersnappers jumps on the book buggy and we try to get him off. And you just like generally just hear us being boisterous and having fun. And so you also hear some language. So I'm just telling you that right now. I think it's like straight off the bat, you hear some foul language. So just know that going forward. Yeah, and I recorded, and I'm telling you all of this now because I recorded, but I didn't narrate a thing in the world. So that's what's happening. We are about to step off. And then because of the cold, again, it was 13 degrees, 12 or 13 degrees already. And then you have the 21 degree wind chill. So I think the combination of the cold, both the wind and the actual cold, was too much for my iPhone to handle. And so the recording just abruptly cuts off. Okay. So I'm just going to give you this little feel of the parade itself. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some history about the parade. And then history about the city as it relates to the parade. Okay. And then also I'll finish up by just giving you some of my anecdotes about being in the parade, for several years. Okay? All right.
goddamn swings off.
At this point. Oh, y'all move over. We behind the library. The library. Enoch Pratt.
Reading his fundamentals.
They might have their own. They might have their own, y'all. So long as we got representation.
You guys are awesome. You follow me, not proud.
Yep. Got it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't get off of it. Go get him. Can y'all get your frat? Get your frat. Get your frat.
We're going to see Jesus making us look bad.
Oh, she ain't coming. Oh, bye, girl. I thought Greer was... Oh, see there? I done messed it up. The little banner. Oh, look at the silver girl. Yes.
Yeah, right.
All of them is hanging on. All of them.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Are we spread out enough? Yeah. Walking. We just... I don't know. We're just aimless right now. I sure thought Greer was gonna be in the picture or in the parade. Oh well. All right, now if y'all want to give this book buggy a break, I don't want exhaust in my face. That sure should have. Who wants exhaust? Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
So it's
Well, see, we can't even hear the band.
Right. I said we
That's messed up. That's all right. We're going to have to get this together next time. Ain't nobody outside. Oh, my gosh.
Little white people deserve to go to play. All right, that was real. It's time to go home.
Yay! Okay, that's all right. You did what you were supposed to. There was a guy walking with a camera. I think it was part of the city or the mayor's thing. Yeah. Oh, there's some people out there, y'all. There's some people on the corner, y'all. Now, I don't know if they're in the parade just waiting. I don't know. Oh.
I can't feel my thighs.
That's all right. We're getting ready. To, hey. What do they call them? Kids? I don't know. What's their acronym? I thought I saw an E, but you know, what do I know?
I ain't never seen them before.
I see them all the time. I see them all. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, there's a couple. Hold on, I'm gonna get this in a second. Who's calling on them? Who's calling on the name? The matchless name. Who they're playing? Oh, I lost the black thing. Somebody get it. Where is that? Get it. Okay. Thank you. I thought they was playing. What happened?
They got cold.
They gave up the ghost. Okay.
Oh, So though Baltimore City is a majority black city and has been for since at least the 80s, probably a little bit longer than that, the parade itself, this grand gesture in appreciation for the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, didn't actually begin until 2000. And it was kind of created under the leadership of Kurt Schmoak, the city's second black mayor, as he was leaving office, essentially. Schmoak served 4 terms as mayor before handing over the keys to the city to Martin O'Malley on January 1st, 2000. Schmoak was preceded by Clarence H. Burns, who was the city's first black mayor, though he only served 1 year, largely because he was finishing out William D. Schaefer's term, who had run and won the governorship. Burns tried to run for a full mayoral term in his own right, but he was no match for Kurt Schmoak. And so I really don't know why it took so long, though, for there to be this grand gesture that is the parade to be organized. But it was one of Schmoak's final acts, his part of his legacy. And so, yeah, he's the reason why we have the parade, largely the reason why we have the parade. Yeah. So the folks who manage the parade boast that over 70 groups participate every year. And these groups include school marching bands, fraternities, sororities, social action and special interest groups, and social clubs. The parade itself happens every third Monday in January, which coincides with the national celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. So yeah, those are some of the brief little facts about the parade itself. Yeah, I guess when I started this, I really thought that the parade had been happening for like 40 years by now. But if you think about the history of honoring Dr. Martin Luther King himself, his wife, Coretta Scott King, her efforts weren't realized. Her efforts to honor her husband and get there to be some national recognition for her husband wasn't realized until the 80s itself. So it makes sense that, well, I don't know that it makes sense. It's just kind of in the pathway to honoring him nationally. I understand why it might have taken a little while to get the political will to be able to create something like this, because for many, especially around in the 80s, maybe, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't beloved as this Disney character that many schools portray him as now in, you know, the school books, you know, this cartoon character, nonviolent person who never did anything wrong in his life. Maybe he wasn't thought of as that in the 80s and even in the 90s to a certain extent. Although, again, when I was in school in the middle 90s, early to middle 90s, when I was a young child, yeah, was very much talking about Dr. King as this revered figure who never did anything wrong and was angelic. So I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on where you were in the country and all of that. Again, I was surprised that this parade was only organized or only first happened in 2000, but some cities don't even have a parade. So there is that. So yeah, just a few facts. So like I said, I was surprised to learn that the parade only began in 2000, but had the black folks around me tell it, especially the black Baltimoreans, tell it this parade is a staple in Baltimore. And I guess, you know, almost 20 years, that's long enough for it to be something like a tradition. You know, be ingrained within the culture here. So the very first time I attended the parade, I actually walked in it. And though it was cold, not nearly as cold as it was this year, the entire route was lined with tons of people. It was deep. So the Metropolitan Baltimore National Panhellenic Council, or the NPHC, or the D9, has marched in the parade since the beginning. And as you know, the NPHC is a cooperative council with all the historically black Greek letter organizations participating in it. And since I've been an active rep for the D9, the Metropolitan D9 or Metropolitan Baltimore NPHC, I now hold an office in the chapter as a representative of Sigma Gamma Rho, and my Sigma Gamma Rho chapter, I've had the privilege to march with the council in the parade for many years. I think the first time I marched was maybe 2010, actually. Yeah, maybe 2010. Anyway, so for the last 3 or 4 years, though, I've arranged the council's participation in it, just as I did this year. And so, you know, usually there's no big fanfare, there's no big to-do, it's just kind of easygoing. You fill out the application, you submit it on time, you hear back from one of the parade organizers, they tell you where your slot is, what section you're in the parade, they tell you when to show up, who you're behind, who you're in front of, and you step off, and they want you to be exciting and like have little giveaways and stuff. But outside of that, they really don't give you much direction. You just kind of do your thing in the parade. And so, you know, it's been kind of smooth sailing, except for these last 2 years, last year and this year. So the big to-do last year was that the mayor, our current mayor, Catherine Pugh, she actually planned to cancel the parade, and in fact she did cancel it for like maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and she canceled it so that she could make way for something else, basically something like a battle of bands at one of the historic high schools here. I think it was Baltimore City College, or maybe it was Dunbar, I can't remember where, but it was supposed to be this huge battle of the bands between the historic schools in the area, and it was supposed to be a contained celebration on like one of these schools, and you know, citizens were not having it. And in fact, I just thought, you know, they opened up the applications for the parade in like the first week of either the first week of December or the last week of November. Anyhow, so it's open right after Thanksgiving is the point. And so last year, or at least technically it was November 2017, after Thanksgiving, the applications went live. And so folks were applying, and certainly I applied on behalf of Metropolitan and PHC. And then I see this press release, or one of the council members sends me, you know, we have a group me, everybody should have a group me. Anyway, so I get this group me, little message in group me talking about, hey, bae, look at this. So I read, it's a Baltimore Sun article is what was sent to me. And, you know, whoop, whoop, whoop. Basically, the long and short of the article was the mayor's canceling it for this new thing. And I was just like, me personally, I like change. I think change is good so long as it's moving to something bigger and better. And so I wasn't sure if this battle of the bands was going to be bigger and better, but it was definitely going to be a change. And I knew people would fight that. But my issue wasn't the change itself. My issue was the timing of the change and the fact that the whole communication about the piece. If you were going to change any aspect of the parade or just cancel it altogether, I would think that you'd want to be announcing that early, like, you know, March, immediately following that year's parade. You'd want to start the communication and the dialogue and you know, about your plans to change it before you actually announced that you were going to do it. But that wasn't the case in this instance. And so she canceled it. There was huge uproar and everybody was mad. Everybody was mad. And then I get this email January 1 or 2 of 2018. And it's like, oh, psych, back on. So I'm scrambling to get the council together and get their chapters out and get their undergraduate chapters out. And it worked out. Don't get me wrong. It worked out. It wasn't, that was one of the warmer years last year. But so we had that controversy kind of looming over us this year. We're like, oh, is the mayor going to do something wild again and try to cancel it? You know, we were kind of thinking that, but no, there was no word of that. But then we started to look at the National Weather Service and start thinking about, you know, what the weather would be like. Because, you know, if you've been listening to these, to my episodes, any earlier episodes, you know that the weather has been kind of wild here in Baltimore. It has been super duper rainy. And I've always maintained, though maybe I didn't say it on the show or on any of these episodes, I've always maintained, though, that this winter is going to be foul. It's going to be bad, real bad, because this summer was super rainy. It felt like we were in a freaking monsoon. Anyway, so, you know, I was expecting super duper cold, and sure enough, you know, it's been super cold. And again, the weather service leading up to the parade this week, it was dumb cold, and it said it was going to be dumb cold. And in fact, the city, health commissioner, interim health commissioner, called a cold blue starting from Saturday all the way through Tuesday of this week. And for you who are not familiar with Baltimore City and kind of what we do here, when the temperature drops below a certain degree, the city health commissioner activates what is called a code blue. And what that just simply means is that all of the shelters and emergency locations that provide space as shelter provide shelter during code blues need to activate. They need to open up their doors and let people in because it is too cold for folks to be out on the street. And whatever the temperature, the threshold is, it's chosen so that you can get people off the street so they're not dying of hypothermia. Because that's like, it's 2019. As to the degree that we can, we need to not have deaths by exposure. And hypothermia is something avoidable if you can get to the person and get them warm. And so the code blue is activated to try to get these emergency agencies. These can be community centers, churches, and then actual shelters to be able to activate and, you know, start sending their people around to round up folks who are homeless and get them into shelter and get them warm. And so the interim city health commissioner called a code blue. So I'm thinking, she called it on Saturday. I'm at the Women's March in D.C. I'm thinking, okay, that's it. It's cool. It's going to be, the parade is going to be canceled. Nope. As you heard, it was not canceled. And I'm asking, you know, other council reps, and I'm asking just Baltimoreans, like lifelong Baltimoreans. I still don't consider myself one, even though, you know, I'm 10 years deep. I'm not there. I wasn't born here. But more than that, I just feel like there's still so much of the city I need to learn. So I'm going to some old heads who've lived in Baltimore, if not all of their life, like 20, 30 years. And I'm like, I'm asking these questions, and I'm like, so what do you think's going on here? You know, what's, she went from canceling the parade at the drop of the hat to do something new to now not canceling it to the detriment perhaps of some of the participants and some of the parade watchers. And so the thing that kept coming back to me was, oh, she's gun shy because of all of her mishaps. If you've been following Baltimore City politics at all, you know that we've had one heck of a roller coaster ride as it comes to our police commissioners. I think one of my very first episodes when I changed to the new format was Game of Commissioners, when I was talking about just this roller coaster ride with all the different police commissioners that we've been through in 2018 alone. And so, you know, we end 2018 and we ended having gone through two more would-be commissioners. And now we're finally on this last one. I can't think of his name. Anyhow, he's from New Orleans, though. And, you know, maybe I'll talk about him and this whole thing later. But anyway, so she's had a lot of heat on her because of her decision making. People haven't liked her decision making and the decisions she's made. And they've been very critical, rather, of the decisions she's made. And so my thing is, if the feedback is coming back that she's just a little gun shy and she just didn't want to cancel the parade for fear of looking bad again, my thought is that is dumb. Regardless of what I think about her time as mayor and the things that she's done, I think the safety of your citizens should come first. And if you called a code blue, meaning that everybody needs to get off the street because it's too doggone cold to be outside, then I would think you wouldn't want to have a parade where you have people standing outside for up to 2 hours, because a lot of people canceled, and so the parade was much shorter this year. So you have people standing outside for up to 2 hours, and certainly your workers outside for 4 to 5, because they have to be there first. I would think that you want to pull people off the street and just, you know, not cancel it, but reschedule it. And in fact, other cities in our area, in central Maryland, postpone theirs until March, until around St. Patrick's Day or President's Day or some other holiday where people are already off. So I don't know. I thought that was bizarre. And again, in the recording, you heard us lamenting, like, what in the world? But, you know, we came out anyway because we wanted to represent, you know. Like I said, I've been walking in the parade almost as long as I've been a member of Sigma Gamma Rho. So, yeah, maybe since, if I've been a member since 2008, I walked at least 2010. I began walking at least in 2010. So, yeah, a little while now. Anyhow, yeah, so there was just a lot of kerfuffle this year. There was a lot of kerfuffle last year. I don't know what next year will entail. I just know that there's always some sort of drama around these citywide events. But I actually am glad that I did it. It was fun. We made the best of it. Like I said, we, you know, we were joking. You heard in the recording that we were joking, and we basically just joked the entire time because, you know, what else are you going to do? If there were 200 people out there in the crowd watching, I would be very surprised. Naturally, most of the people were about by the bandstand where you have, you know, WJZ, the local news station, one of the local news stations, and the mayor herself. I didn't actually see the mayor herself on the bandstand. Maybe she was in the parade and then got back in her warm car. I don't know. Anyhow, but yeah, there were a lot of people at the bandstand, but I don't know. There weren't a lot of people out watching, but we made the best of it anyway. So yeah, I enjoy marching in the parade. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wish that some leaders would make better decisions sometimes, especially when it comes to the safety of your participants and your crowd. But nevertheless, I'm glad that it went off anyway. And yeah, I had another year of having fun with the NPHC and members of all ages or a wide range of ages. And, you know, one more for the books. So yeah, in a perfect world, I would have recorded the entire length of the parade. I would have given you quality content, okay? Award-winning, stellar content. But that was not to be. So I hope what I've presented to you is interesting. Yeah, so, all right. That's it for now. Be sure to send me a message on the anchor.fm app and donate if you want to. Even 99 cents would be a helpful contribution. Be sure to also leave me a favorable rating on, you know, the usual spots, CastBox, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Spotify, Google, even the Apple app thingy. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have my notes. Anyhow, on all the usual places, wherever you listen, you know, it would be great if you gave me a favorable rating. It would really help the show and really help what I'm trying to do here. Also, reach out to me if you want a collaborator, you have an idea for a collaboration. I'm open to it. All right. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Until next time.